Friends, wherever you are, whatever you've been doing, take a moment now and quiet your body, mind, and spirit. I even ask that maybe you put your hands in your lap and open your hands to receive during this prayer time, whatever it is that might come to you through the Spirit. Let us pray. O Lord God, like your Son Jesus, you call us. You call us to be born from above, inviting us to feel the wind lift us out of our safe and comfortable places into the topsy-turvy place of faith and prayer, and to wander off from our predictable paths to follow you into the unpredictable footsteps of the kingdom, your kingdom, the kingdom of God, to accompany you into uncomfortable places we usually try to avoid. This is how we will find true blessings, and our faith and hope will be nurtured. We will be born again from above. The buzz of the world constantly interrupts our lives and fills our ears even now as we seek you during prayer. The complaints of others settle in our mind and cloud our vision. So help us, Lord, bring us peace, even if it's just for today. The cries of the poor, the oppressed, the immigrants at our borders, and the outcast around the world pierce our hearts. O God, lead us into your vision of life. Guide us in your example of living for others. We pray now in this moment of silence as we ask you to show us how to love them and what actions we might be able to do to help them. Let us take a moment of silence and listen. Listen for the guidance that we might need to know how to love others and what actions we might be able to do to help others. Let us be in silence for just a few moments. Gracious and eternal God, you have raised up your name and your word above everything. It is your steadfast love that endures forever. In a world where every day there is some division and strife, we bring our prayers for others and for ourselves. We pray that we may see the work of your hands when the lonely find comfort, when you bind up the brokenhearted and those who mourn, when you calm the fearful, when you rejoice with those who celebrate, and when you are present to those who call on your name. So let it be, Lord, so let it be, that those we have named on our lips or in the silence of our hearts will see the amazing work of your love. May it be so. May it be so. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, who taught us as his early disciples when we pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.